10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
And without further ado, here's your host, Sue Zawacki.
Well, good day, great day, and a good morning to you. Today we're going to talk about prescription addiction and chronic pain management. So stay right here on AM 560. And if you want to listen to our show on the web, go to aginginforadio.com, scroll down on our homepage, and click the Listen Live button. And this segment is brought to you by Kagan and Company, a trusted name in Chicago for over 50 years. They will safely sell your valuables. Call 847-897-5781. Well, one death occurs every 24 minutes, which is caused by deadly pills. And this makes drugs the number one cause of accidental deaths in the United States. And the vast majority of those deaths are caused by pharmaceutical-grade drugs. In fact, statistics show that in 2010, that approximately 7 million people were current users of psychotherapeutic drugs, such as pain relievers, tranquilizers, stimulants, and sedatives. And pharmaceuticals are now pretty much a part of many people's everyday lives. And if any type of this, the psychotherapeutic drugs are being abused, it can really turn a family upside down forever. And my first guest is going to address the dilemma. And that is Joyce Martyr, the owner and psychotherapist at Urban Balance. Welcome, Joyce, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you so much, Sue. Thank you for having me today.
Well, I welcome you back, Joyce. You're a world of information. You know a lot in a lot of different areas, and I'm sure that you see this in your practice.
Yes, unfortunately, we do see it quite a bit from everyone from teenagers to the elderly. Many people are dealing with this problem of prescription painkiller addiction, as well as, you mentioned, the abuse of psychotherapeutic drugs such as benzodiazepines, which are anti-anxiety medications like Xanax and Valium and lorazepam. These are sedatives that many people are abusing, and it is a huge problem.
Yeah, you know, this has come about probably in the last 15 years. It's just really, you know, that's the thing. People are on a lot of different medications as, you know, that's what they use, the psychotherapeutic drugs. They're everywhere,
even
in high school, a lot of high school kids. So you probably see this in your practice.
Yes, I do. And one of my first jobs out of graduate school, I worked for a methadone maintenance program, which is a treatment program for people who are dealing with heroin addiction. Mm-hmm. And many people don't realize that heroin is an opiate, which is a painkiller, just like these drugs that people are being prescribed, such as Tylenol 3, hydrocodone, codeine, Oxycontin, Percocet, and Vicodin. They're all opiates. So they're painkillers. They're the same as opium or methadone. They're in the same class. And when I worked at this treatment program, we were working with people who were heroin addicts, and many times we would have teenagers from the North Shore of Chicago driving in their Range Rovers to exchange needles because they were shooting heroin or abusing some of these other opiates.
So a lot of this is also recreational, obviously.
Yes. Yeah, so among the younger generation, people are abusing these drugs to get the euphoric high that mm-hmm. they provide. Mm-hmm. And in the elderly, oftentimes we see the addiction happen as the result of somebody dealing with the aftermath of a surgery or a chronic pain issue, and they've been legitimately prescribed the medication, but they continue to use it beyond what is medically necessary. They may take a higher dosage, or they may take the medication in greater frequency than is prescribed or recommended.
And so how does somebody that has a surgery, I'm sure there's always a way, but how do they actually get these medications?
So somebody
if a doctor has not prescribed them, or, you know, they have so many pills for 30 days.
Yes.
And at, you know, day 15, they're out.
Yes.
How do they end up getting more? I mean, is it all through the medical system that they just say, okay, here you go?
Well, it's partially through the medical system and partially not. So sometimes people are prescribed, like you said, a 30-day prescription. And then if somebody is developing a problem with addiction to the drug, because these drugs do develop a physical dependency in people, then oftentimes what we see is what we call drug-seeking behaviors. So the person becomes fixated on how they're going to get another prescription. So they may go back to their physician. They may report false pain in hopes of getting a refill. Mm-hmm. They may go to different physicians and be hopping around trying to seek new pain prescriptions. It's very common to hear about people abusing prescriptions that were prescribed to a loved one. So going to the family's house for an Easter celebration and hitting grandma's, you know, medicine cabinet and taking out the pain pills. And that's a real problem, because then the person who was legitimately prescribed the medication doesn't have the pills available to them.
Mm-hmm.
So I've even seen people falsify prescriptions, or these drugs are also available on the street. They're sold on the street as well.
Well, there's also another thing here that, you know, people hiding it. They hide, they don't, you know, the other, you know, spouse or even from a doctor, they don't know that they're on another med from another doctor. So
yes.
What's the solution here, Joyce?
Yes, it's very concerning. You're absolutely right that secrecy and manipulation are common psychological and behavioral components to addiction. And so it's common for people to not disclose the abuse. There's some secrecy, there's some shame around it, and some manipulation, not sharing, like you said, medications that they're on in hopes of getting other prescriptions. And it is a problem. So it's definitely challenging for loved ones who are perhaps concerned about somebody who they feel may be dealing with an addiction to a pain medication or other psychotropic medication.
Well, I think pointing out, or maybe you can point out for us, you know, what are some of the signs that people can look for? If you notice something, you know, is there something that, you know, says, you know what, they may be having a problem taking a little too much or a little too often, besides they're asleep on the couch, or, you know, they're not functioning fully as a normal person? What is anything else that may be covered up that you could let us know about?
Yes, absolutely. Like you mentioned, sleeping excessively, lying in an attempt to protect their drug use, interpersonal isolation, changes in personality, such as shifts in energy or mood or problems with concentration. Oftentimes there's denial that there's a problem. Denial is a common symptom of addiction. Defensiveness. So if a person is confronted and they're dealing with an addiction issue, often they will become defensive and they'll say, hey, this was prescribed to me. And I think that's particularly easy to do when you're dealing with a pharmaceutical rather than an illicit drug.
Mm-hmm.
They can say, hey, this is a medication. It's not like I'm using heroin, when in fact, really, they both are opiates. And from a treatment perspective, there really isn't a difference.
Yeah, there's a justification there that they're telling themselves that it's okay because it came from a doctor.
Absolutely. Some other symptoms I didn't mention are blackouts or forgetfulness and neglecting personal appearance or responsibilities. So that's something that we see in our practice. Oftentimes people who are dealing with addiction might not look as healthy or as well, or they're kind of disheveled, or they're not taking time to groom themselves or put themselves together in the way that they used to.
I mean, I do understand chronic pain and realize that, you know, there are times that people really do need the medication. I think where there may be a missing link here is that, you know, saying, okay, well, I am going to stay on this for so long, and then I don't want to continue on because it is highly addictive. I don't know if people are actually being informed that this is highly addictive.
Absolutely. These opiates, these painkiller medications, like I said, create a physical dependency so that if the person stops taking them, they experience withdrawal symptoms physically, including they're like flu-like symptoms, like shakes and the chills and nausea and diarrhea. And so there definitely is, you know, there's a lot of risks. There's risks with overdose, and it's very concerning. And like you said, you know, it's just so important for people to become aware of these risk factors and concerns.
Just know before they start taking them what they're taking and know more about it. I'm here with Joyce Martyr, the owner and psychotherapist at Urban Balance, her website being urbanbalance.com. And stay right here on Aging Info Radio. We're going to find out more about prescription addiction when we get back. And you are listening to AM 560, The Answer, and we will be right back.
Do you have valuables like sterling silver flatware, tea sets, watches, gold, jewelry, or sterling and gold coins that you've thought of selling? Kagan & Company is a local family-owned business with over 50 years of experience. They serve as trusted advisors while buying and brokering valuables and offer free evaluations. Strictly confidential and no-hassle appointments are available in their Northbrook office or maybe at your home. Please call 847-897-5781 to schedule an appointment. That's 847-897-5781.
Are you part of the sandwich generation and currently feeling a little grilled and fried? Call family-owned Partners in Senior Care and we can help you get your life back. Our geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us anytime at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330, or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Medicare is confusing. Information, education, and comparison shopping are your weapons in fighting the increasing cost of health care. The Medicare Solutions Network can show you all your coverage options in easy-to-understand terms. We represent every company offering supplements, advantage plans, and drug coverage, and work with you to determine the best fit at the best price. We make the complex understandable, and we are your one-stop Medicare shop. Medicare Solutions Network, 800-807-3120. 800-807-3120.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
Yes, I'm here with Joyce Martyr, the owner and psychotherapist at Urban Balance. And we are talking about prescription addiction. And, you know, this is a number one cause of accidental deaths in the United States. And most of all those are caused by pharmaceutical-grade drugs. Now, we addressed right before break about chronic pain. And, I mean, that's a big issue. I mean, somebody that lives with chronic pain day in and day out, it's probably a battle in itself, not only the pain, but the addiction.
Yes, absolutely. And certainly not everybody with chronic pain becomes addicted to their
right.
their painkillers or abuses them. But it is kind of a vicious cycle. It's a perfect storm in between, you know, chronic pain is horrible. I mean, it's maddening. It's, you know, it causes depression. It's very common to see people, you know, they experience physical discomfort. There's a lot of loss that comes with it. And it's depressing. I know myself, after the birth of my first child, I had a herniated disc and had chronic sciatic nerve pain for 6 months. And it gave me tremendous compassion for people who deal with chronic pain because it's very depressing. It's very frustrating and disempowering. So it's common for people to feel those things. And then the drug is there and often can provide, you know, some relief from the physical symptoms. Mm-hmm. And it is common, especially for people who come from a family history where there's alcoholism or addiction, or if they themselves have dealt with addiction or alcohol abuse in the past, they're more likely to develop a problem. But I kind of call it the chicken and egg syndrome, in terms of addiction and depression are like the chicken and the egg. It's hard to tell which came first because they kind of fuel off of each other. And chronic pain is just another variable in that mix where the three things just feed off of each other. And treatment really involves, you know, addressing all three.
Mm-hmm. And so when someone comes to you with this, which leads me into, before we get there, there are people, everyday people that you would never think. I'm talking professionals, you know, attorneys, doctors, business professionals that you would never think has a prescription addiction. You would never think they did. Like, they're everyday people.
Absolutely. And that's something I feel really passionately about. As a therapist, I chose to specialize in addictions because really 1 out of 10 Americans deals with an addiction issue. 1 out of 7 of us has a loved one. And there's a common misconception that people, like you said, that people who are dealing with addiction are lower functioning, and that's not true. That people who deal with addiction are just like you and I. They look just like you and I. I've counseled clients who, like you said, are attorneys, physicians. I've had psychiatrists and nurses who, you know, they have access to these medications. So there are actually special treatment programs for impaired professionals who are dealing with addiction to these medications. It's a really prevalent problem and something that I think we all need to become more informed about.
I could see how you would become so passionate about it because it is a very big problem and it's growing.
Yes, it is growing.
Like you talked about the chicken or the egg, it's more like a vicious circle. You've got, you know, you've got the addiction, you've got the depression, and then you've got the pain. And then you get rid of the pain, but then you're leading into the addiction. And if you continue the prescription, you're leading into possible depression.
Yes.
So it's a real cyclical problem.
Right. It's really in therapy land, I call it, in the world of psychology, we refer to clients who deal with addiction and depression as dual diagnosis. And when you add chronic pain in there, it's really three diagnoses mm-hmm. that you're dealing with, and they're all interrelated. And so, like you said, it's important with treatment to figure out which you're addressing first and how.
And speaking of treatments, what are some of the treatments available for, you know, an individual that may either know personally they're addicted to a prescription, or they're feeling the side effects of depression from it? What do you recommend here? What's your treatment?
Well, as a therapist, available. When a client comes in for an assessment, I gather information about their medical history and about their substance abuse history and their psychological history, and then make a recommendation for treatment. And when somebody is dealing with opiate abuse, again, that is a medication that develops a physical dependency, and the withdrawal can be very, very painful and even fatal. So we wouldn't recommend somebody to stop cold turkey without medical supervision. So oftentimes these people require what's called medical detox. So they need to go to a hospital where they're assessed by a physician who's making sure that they're detoxing at a rate that's medically safe for them. And so we would facilitate a referral to a treatment program that would provide that type of service.
Now, you have been doing this for quite a while.
Yes, since 1998.
Yeah, I was going to say well over a decade
Yeah.
Well over a decade. Now, have you seen, they're saying that this problem continues to grow. Do you see it growing? I mean, as time is going by, you've definitely seen an increase in the abuse of, I say, pharmaceuticals.
Yes, absolutely. It's definitely an epidemic. And, you know, according to the Center for Disease Control, these drugs were involved in over 15,000 overdose deaths in 2008, more than heroin or cocaine combined. So again, I think there's a misunderstanding that these drugs are somehow less dangerous than mm-hmm. illicit drugs, when really they are just as dangerous.
Well, plus the combination. And I think that combining them from one prescription from one doctor, another prescription from another doctor, because they are addicted, you know, how do you break that cycle? You just like any addiction, you have to contact Joy Smarter at Urban Balance.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And actually, her phone number is 888-726-7170. So I'm sure there's some other resources available for families. What do you suggest?
Well, if you're outside of the Chicagoland area and you're looking for a therapist, I recommend therapist.com and to find somebody who specializes in addiction. If you're concerned about a loved one, I definitely recommend Al-Anon, which is an excellent 12-step program for the loved ones of somebody who's dealing with an addiction. There are professional interventionists that can be found online if you'd like to learn more about facilitating an intervention for a loved one. And Chicagoland is blessed with many treatment facilities that are very renowned. We have Hazelden Chicago, which is in the Gold Coast and is world-renowned for treating addiction. There's Rosecrantz in Rockford that treats adolescents. St. Joseph's Hospital in the city is also great. They have their Harborview Recovery Program. But really, anybody can seek treatment if it's an emergency simply by presenting to any emergency room. And they will be assessed and treated and referred to the appropriate treatment program. And insurance does cover this. And sometimes people are concerned about their work, but this is covered under the American Disability Act, and they can access their family medical leave of absence benefits. A lot of times people use work as an excuse mm-hmm. to not seek treatment, but treatment is certainly the better option over death.
You know, Joyce, I would hope that people may know of a way to, or if you have, you know, someone in your life that goes through a surgery and you know that they're on, you know, they're prescribed pain medicine, to be a support system to make sure that they don't start to get more of it and more of it and maybe interrupt that. I'm sure that's a very delicate area, especially if somebody's in pain.
Yes, it is a difficult thing to finesse, but to stay connected and to communicate and to support your loved one in accessing other resources that can be helpful to them, like acupuncture or biofeedback or other relaxation techniques that can really be helpful with chronic pain management.
Yeah, I would think that, you know, the alternatives could also really help. You know, it's so easy for our society to pop a pill.
Yes, we do live in a society that really emphasizes that. And with the pharmaceutical industry and all the commercials that we see, it's become part of our culture. Mm-hmm. And it is a problem.
Oh, yes, I definitely see it as a problem. At least the awareness is being brought to the forefront and all hope is never lost, right?
I agree. I am a part of the reason I love working with people who are in recovery is that there's such an opportunity for healing and growth, and there is help out there and there is hope and people are available.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. Once again, I'm with Joyce Smarter at Urban Balance, her website being urbanbalance.com. And no, all hope is not lost. My next guest is going to talk about chronic pain gone in 90 days. This is Aging Info Radio. Stay right here on AM 560, and we will be right back.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
A recent study found that the number one reason for people 50 years and older to lose their ability to perform everyday physical activities and enjoy life as they should is spinal disorders. Don't lose your mobility. Stay young your first 100 years with help from the doctors at Illinois Spinal Care of Elmhurst. Illinois Spinal Care is your choice for state-of-the-art corrective chiropractic care in a patient-friendly environment. Call 630-617-9790 or visit IllinoisSpinalCare.com.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle was safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Throw in the towel. Those worn-out, outdated window coverings won't survive another spring cleaning. They've hung in there long enough. Replace them at Blinds.com, where you'll get designer blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes at prices lower than Lowe's and Home Depot. And check out their remarkable new InstaFit cordless honeycomb shades that install in seconds with no tools, drilling, or brackets. Go to Blinds.com for free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Blinds.com.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Sawacki.
Chicago is.
And for my Sue Says Today, sponsored by Medicare Solutions Network, lost time is never found again. Yes, we've been talking about prescription addiction and chronic pain management today, and there's always hope. If you are taking prescription pain pills, there's always hope that you can eliminate the pain. And my next guest is going to lead us right on down the road on learning about chronic pain and how to manage it. My guest is Dr. Daniel Toogood. Welcome, Dr. Daniel, to Aging Info Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Well, I am very excited to have you on. You are a world of knowledge. You know so much. And there is a distinction or a difference between pain and chronic pain. And most people would say, well, yeah, that's not too difficult to figure out. But give us your explanation of it so that we understand where you're coming from with this distinction.
Sure. Chronic pain is an enigma to the conventional medicine medical field because it's called chronic, so it means it doesn't go away. Chronic pain and regular pain, they feel exactly the same. They both hurt. It can be a sharp pain, a dull ache, an intermittent pain, a migrating pain, whatever it is. But we all know about regular pain, like stubbing your toe or bonking your head or cutting yourself. That's the kind of pain that hurts for a short period of time. Your body heals and the pain goes away. We all know that that's what happens. Chronic pain feels exactly the same, but it doesn't go away or it keeps coming back. The distinction, we know about the distinction by the fact that it doesn't go away, but conventional medicine treats both of them the same. If you strain your back at work, you'll get pain pills, muscle relaxers, and you'll get written off of work for a little while, and you'll go back to work and everything will be fine. You'll recover. But many people don't recover from that incident, or even that they have pain that they don't even know why it came on, but it doesn't go away for weeks and weeks and months and months, and so we call it chronic. Because they're both similar, they're treated the same with pain medication, chiropractic care, physical therapy, whatever. The chronic pain doesn't respond, and so the only solution is these very, very powerful pain pills that people are now becoming addicted to, like Vicodin and OxyContin and Tramadol and Percocet and all these powerful pills. That's the only solution. But in order to solve chronic pain, you need to know what causes it. And chronic pain has the same cause as regular pain, that is inflammation. But there's a reason why the inflammation doesn't go away, and that's the distinction I make in my book, which is called Chronic Pain Gone 90 Days.
And let me guess that, because people think that inflammation is bad, but it's actually a step toward healing.
Right, exactly. It's the beginning of the healing phase, and so the notion that you would take an anti-inflammatory like Aleve or Advil or Motrin, those pills may make you feel more comfortable while your body heals, but they don't heal anything. The inflammation is what does the healing. The problem is with chronic pain is the inflammatory cycle, which hurts and is the beginning of inflammation, gets stuck, and the inflammation never goes away, and consequently the pain doesn't go away. And there's an explanation for that, and that's what I explain in my book, and that is that chronic pain is more chemical than it is physical. What that means is there's a chemical feeding of this inflammation that causes it to persist. Those chemicals, those pro-inflammatory substances, are in the diet, in foods, supplements, food additives, and medications. And so while people may take an anti-inflammatory pill that lowers the level of inflammation in their body and helps them to feel better, certain substances in the diet and medication are the opposite. They're pro-inflammatory. So when you consume them, they feed this inflammation like pouring gasoline on a fire instead of pouring water on the fire. And that's what makes the pain persist and persist and persist. We get stuck in the inflammatory cycle.
So how do we find out or become aware of the pro-inflammatory substances that are causing the chronic pain? I'm kind of referring to, I know you wrote a couple of books, but the book that you have recently written is Chronic Pain Gone 90 Days, and that's also your website, chronicpaingone90days.com. Mm-hmm. But back to my question, how do we know what these pro-inflammatory substances are?
Well, we haven't been taught that, and fortunately, I stumbled upon it, led there by a patient. And so for 30 years now, well, since 1985. In 85, I had a patient tell me a story that I didn't believe. But I started investigating his claims with patients, and sure enough, I found out it was true. So I've done the legwork for everybody. But once everybody realizes the main substances that cause chronic pain, and they know where to look, then they can start figuring out their cases in more detail. But what I've seen is that there are certain specific substances that cause most cases of chronic pain. For example, if you were a doctor who treated emphysema and breathing problems, you would probably take note of your patients that most of them that had emphysema were smokers. And so you could be like a big magician by saying that, you know, I can cure emphysema by all I have to do is remove smoking from people's daily habits, and that will be very effective. I've discovered substances that are about that common in causing chronic pain.
And the inflammation, which is, they're called pro-inflammatory, correct?
Right.
Well, I want to get more into that when we get back from break. This is Aging Info Radio, and you want to stay right here. We're talking about eliminating the prescription addiction and taking care of your chronic pain so you do not have to take those prescriptions. Stay right here on AM 560, and we will be right back.
I have an important business trip coming up. I used to worry about Mom every time I went. I'm proud of her independence, but I worry about her safety and well-being when I'm not around. Not anymore. I called Partners in Senior Care. Their team of compassionate geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Call Partners in Senior Care. They can help you too. 847-548-1330. 847-548-1330. Or visit them on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Whether I'm training for a marathon, kickboxing, or lifting, I train to add muscle and build my inner strength. I am proud that I was born this way, driven. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. You can find me on a Coast Guard cutter, along with my shipmates, who are a lot like me, driven and committed to our country and the safety of our citizens. We were born for the Coast Guard.
If you were born ready, learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
Medicare is confusing. Information, education, and comparison shopping are your weapons in fighting the increasing cost of health care. The Medicare Solutions Network can show you all your coverage options in easy-to-understand terms. We represent every company offering supplements, advantage plans, and drug coverage, and work with you to determine the best fit at the best price. We make the complex understandable, and we are your one-stop Medicare shop. Medicare Solutions Network, 800-807-3120. 800-807-3120. 807-3120.
Have you had fire, flood, storm damage, or need repairs due to disaster or loss on your residential or commercial property? Call Restoration Coalition for your claim and a cost savings. You'll get multiple quotes and added assistance for no additional charge. For fire, flood, storm damage, or repairs, Restoration Coalition will help you with it all. Call Marina Collazo at 630-805-0651. Restoration Coalition will replace, restore, or repair anything. Restoring your sanity first. Call 630-805-0651.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Sawacki.
Yes, welcome back to Aging Info Radio. And this segment is brought to you by Partners in Senior Care for your geriatric care management and home care services. Call 847-548-1330. Or go to partnersinseniorcare.com. And I'm here with Dr. Daniel Toogood, and we are discussing chronic pain management. Dr. Toogood's book is Chronic Pain Gone, 90 Days. And that's the book. It's available, I believe, on Amazon as well, too, right,
yeah.
Dr. Toogood? And your website being chronicpaingone90days.com. Okay, what are the pro-inflammatory substances that cause chronic pain that people can at least start to identify a little bit with, or maybe alter their lifestyles in a way that they can see if that's affecting the chronic pain?
Sure. The approach is very simple, actually. Most people have this concept that they believe that if something's wrong with them, they need to add something to their system, a supplement, a medication, something like that. But what I've discovered is there are these specific pro-inflammatory substances. And so this approach is not about adding anything. It's about eliminating specific substances. And it's based on my faith that the human body is a really well-built organism, and it will heal. So here's the very first substance, and we'll get right to it. Casein, C-A-S-E-I-N, is the main protein found in cow's milk and dairy foods. And we know that for years and years and years, we've heard that dairy foods are an essential part of a healthy diet. And the uphill battle for me is that this is absolutely false. Milk and dairy foods are specifically designed to be the perfect nutrient for baby cows. And when you put them in a human system, they cause lots and lots of problems. Fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, chronic back pain, migraines. So that particular substance has to be completely eliminated. And in 50 to 75% of all cases of chronic pain, that will eliminate the pain or reduce it to a dull roar. So that's the main cause of chronic pain. And it also exists in the form of caseinate. That's casein with ATE on the end. A lot of people consume non-dairy beverages and non-dairy products like coffee creamers, Cool Whip, those kinds of things that they believe are non-dairy, but they actually contain that substance, caseinate, often labeled as sodium caseinate. That is the same inflammatory agent that causes most cases of chronic pain. So in order to solve it, and just let me go one more step, casein and caseinate cause most cases of chronic pain, and everybody who reacts to those, this is where your listeners will hate me, they also react to chocolate, only the reaction is worse. Chocolate is the most powerful cause of pain. So there are the top three substances right there that cause 50 to 75% of all cases of chronic pain.
Oh, bummer, you just bummed me out today a little bit. I love chocolate. What about dark chocolate? Is that the same?
Same thing. You know, a lot of people have heard lots of things. And again, your listeners are hearing me. And what I'm describing is my observations in practice. You know, they may be true. They may not be true. The only way to find out is for yourselves. This has been my observation for 30 years. So we've all heard that dark chocolate is good for us. We've all heard that dairy foods are good for us. And so now the question is, are they really or do they cause pain? The only way to find out is to eliminate them. And my book explains how you go about eliminating, how long, and what you can expect in the process. So it's a bummer, but that's what's essential to start the program.
Now, in your book, which I have not read, how long do people start to really notice if they take dairy and, unfortunately, chocolate out of their entire diet? What does it say in your book?
The changes will happen between 7 and 30 days. That's not the complete picture, but you will notice if that's right, if that's what's causing your problem and you're successful at eliminating it 100%, you will see changes within 7 to 30 days. The book says 90 days, and you will have more healing past 30 days, whereas as you get into 60 and 90 days, your body will continue to heal. But you will see most of the changes within 7 to 30 days. The reason I say 7 to 30 and not 0 to 30 is because in the first 7 days, many people have withdrawal symptoms and they don't see any change in their symptoms, or they actually feel worse. For example, if you know people who are coffee drinkers, or if you've been a regular coffee drinker for years and you all of a sudden quit drinking coffee, you will get a headache. And the headache will last for 3 or 4 days, up to 7, and sometimes 2 weeks. So people have to go through the withdrawal process first. Not all patients do, but about half the patients I see, and this is over many, many years, they will get flu and cold symptoms or get a headache or their pain worsens or they feel lousy during those first 7 days, and that's withdrawal. Then from 7 days to 30 days, for example, one of the most common things I see is headaches. Most headaches, if you eliminate the trigger, those headaches will disappear within 7 to 30 days, usually 7 to 10 or 15 days in the case of headaches. So
Now what about somebody that is taking, I know you say eliminate the dairy and the chocolate, somebody that's taking a prescription, do you also suggest taking that or eliminating or cutting back on it or staying on it till your pain is completely gone?
It depends on what the prescription is for. If the prescription is for pain, then I tell patients to take it as needed until they get to the point where they don't have to take it. And all prescription drugs should be taken that way, too. But many of them are told to take these pills forever and ever and ever. In my book, as I go down the list of the 10 steps to take to eliminate chronic pain, one of the 6 or 7 steps is the chapter is called Just Say No to Drugs. I see in the last 15 years, I've seen many, many patients walk into my office with symptoms that are merely side effects to the medication they're taking, especially cholesterol pills. Cholesterol pills are a misguided step by conventional medicine. I believe eventually they'll be pulled off the market, but they cause many, many cases of back pain, leg weakness and leg cramping and pain. And so, but as far as your question about the pain medication, they should be taken as needed until the patient feels better.
And you then they get okay and on a great diet. And stay right here with Aging Info Radio. I'm here with Dr. Daniel Toogood, and we are talking about chronic pain management, and we will be right back.
I am Jordan Kagan from Kagan & Company in Northbrook. My father founded Smart Jewelers, the watch store, owned it for 50 years, most years on Devon before retiring. There was a void where people could safely turn to comfortably consider selling their valuables and collectibles.
At Kagan & Company, they buy sterling silver flatware and tea sets, anything gold, sterling silver, and platinum in any condition, including jewelry and coins, luxury watches, especially brands like Rolex, Patek Philippe, Cartier, Omega, Breitling, and Tag Heuer. Do you have any of these items that haven't seen the light in 3 years? They've helped hundreds, often turning what began as a stressful or overwhelming situation into a happy ending. Kagan & Company provides you a free evaluation in the comfort of your own home, office, or even your bank vault. You're invited to give them the chance to make you their next satisfied client. Call them at 847-897-5781 with questions or to arrange for an evaluation. That's 847-897-5781. Kagan & Company thanks you in advance for your trust.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
Body Logic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. Body Logic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to Body Logic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Sue says, Never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio. This is your host, Susan Wacky, and I'm here with Dr. Daniel Toogood, and we are talking about chronic pain management. Management being the key word. And Dr. Daniel, please give us your best advice today for somebody that is that has chronic pain.
You must realize that if you have chronic pain, there's a reason for it, and it's usually exposure to substances that are causing the inflammation. It requires changing your diet and changing your medication. Dairy foods are the number one cause, most common cause of chronic pain, which includes chocolate and caseinate, like I said. The list goes on further. One of the substances that's missed in most diet programs is MSG, monosodium glutamate, a chemical flavor enhancer in food. I would research that and eliminate that from your diet. So it's a matter of eliminating the foods that are not natural for our bodies to consume and cause pain as a reaction. That means basically eating fruits and vegetables and rice and beans and eliminating the specific substances that are outlined in my book. That's the approach, and that's not the approach of conventional medicine, which, by the way, doesn't work. So it's a matter of subtracting, not adding.
There you go. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Daniel Toogood, for being on Aging Info Radio. His website is chronicpaingone90days.com. Once again, that's chronicpaingone90days.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And keep in mind that Body Logic MD does so much to make sure you are healthy. You can start by balancing your hormones, which will greatly impact your health. Go to BodyLogicMD.com for a location near you. And, of course, dogs keep you healthy and bring you unconditional love, and they may even ease a little bit of that pain. And let's see, my paws pooch this week is Beatrice is a beautiful female 10-week-old puppy Labrador. Call Paws Chicago at 773-935-7296 or go to pawschicago.org. You can also click on their logo on the aginginforadio.com website, and it'll link you right to Paws Chicago, closer to that puppy. It's springtime, great time for a puppy. Yes, Daisy Mae, it's springtime, you're right. And if you've missed any of our show today, keep in mind you can listen to the podcast at aginginforadio.com. Our show today will be up soon, along with our guests' pictures, their website, and more. We actually have our future shows posted through April and a lot going on at aginginforadio.com. If you cannot find what you're looking for, please do email us at info@aginginforadio.com or give us a call at 866-560-3965. And a thank you to my guests today, Joyce and Dr. Daniel. And once again, our show and their blog will be posted at aginginforadio.com. And thank you to my listeners, of course, Debbie. Debbie Schreiner is my programmer, and I could go on and on about Debbie. She has the patience of, I don't know, of Debbie Schreiner. That's the best way to put it. She is my technical program right here on AM 560 The Answer, and I am very fortunate to work so closely with Debbie. And I am Susan Wacky, your host in Aging Info Radio. We'll be back next Saturday morning, and this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
That was Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Saturday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey, right here on AM 560, The Answer.